BCC, Grand Valley Citizens Alliance, through the recommendation of our attorney, filed a complaint.
That's Dave Devaney, president of Battlement Concerned Citizens, an oil and gas watchdog group in Battlement Mesa. At a BCC meeting last week, he said that the group and the Grand Valley Citizens Alliance formally complained to the COGCC on October 21st that URSA Resources did not properly notify building unit owners in Tamarisk Village, a mobile home park on the west end of the Battlement Mesa PUD, about the proposed APAD, from which URSA plans to drill 24 natural gas wells and a wastewater injection well. The complaint states that URSA failed to send proper notices to building unit owners within 500 feet and 1,000 feet of the proposed pad. Several of the homes in Tamarisk Village are within those limits. The complaint states that URSA sent notices to landowners within that distance, but mobile homeowners are considered building unit owners under state rules. The BCC found out about the violations after talking with the residents of those mobile homes, says Devaney.
And we understood who had been talked to and also realized that others that probably should have been talked to had not been. So that was another clue that maybe, you know, all the steps hadn't been followed.
Noticing requirements can be confusing. There are state requirements for those living within 500 feet and those living within 1,000 feet of oil and gas activities, and that's just for the state.
There's certain requirement for the waiver for people that are within 500-foot buffer, and there's another requirement for folks that are in the 1,000-foot buffer as well. And there are specific requirements for not only notifying them, but the information that has to be divulged relative to state hearings and that sort of thing. And I want to be clear that these requirements are those of the state of Colorado, the COGCC, specifically, and really have nothing to do with Garfield County.
In terms of waivers, URSA's landman John Dose told the Garfield County Planning Commission in September that he went door to door to inform Tamarisk Village residents within the 500-foot exclusion zone about the proposed pad and to get them to sign the waivers, which would allow URSA to drill for natural gas without a new hearing at the state level. But
those people were notified that, yeah, we're going to put in a... The landman went down and said, we're going to put in a drilling rig down here, but everything's going to be fine, and we'll pay for some rent, some of your lot rent, you know, to get you to sign this this waiver, which gives away a lot of their rights.
Don Simpson, URSA's Senior Vice President of Business Development and Land, told KDNK this week that URSA did not offer to pay anyone's lot rent in exchange for signing a waiver.
Well, we haven't paid anybody for the waivers out there. We had one unit owner, mobile home owner that was within 500 feet that wanted to move their mobile home to another place, and we did pay for them to move their mobile home.
In other words, URSA paid the person to move his home and not to sign the waiver. But the complaint to the COGCC states that URSA violated the waiver process as a whole because it did not get signatures from all of the necessary mobile home owners. Don Simpson said that the Tamarisk Village residents were not noticed properly because of new state regulations.
The new LUMA process has different notifications from the old process of notifications. They define building unit owners as, I guess, any kind of structures that aren't temporary or for business use, and we miss, in this case, notifying the building unit owners. There were mobile homes in the area.
Last week, the COGCC rejected URSA's Form 2A, which is the major portion of the state permit application. The COGCC was not available for comment for this story, but Simpson says URSA will have to start the application process over, essentially from square one.
We already sent out the notices to the building unit owners, so they'll get those 30-day pre-application notices. And then after that process, then we'll reapply for a 2A. The 2A pad application for the BMC A pad. Then there's an OGLA notice that goes out, and that's for a comment period, and that lasts for 40 days. And then it'll be reviewed by the COGCC.
Simpson says this could set IRSA's Phase 2 schedule back 2 to 3 months, but the COGCC stated in its rejection notice that work will not begin in this area until it is permitted by both the county and the state. Dave Devaney hopes that the complaint and subsequent decision lets the COGCC and IRSA know that battlement-concerned citizens and other groups are watching the permitting process very closely. The application now goes to the Garfield County Commissioners, who will visit the APAD site and hold a public hearing in Battlement Mesa later this month. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.